Good morning and welcome to this Wednesday's blend of Cata Latte. I'm Chuck Meether, and this morning we look once again at Lord's Day number 2, question and answer 4. What does the law of God require of us? And we saw yesterday that Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We're going to be concentrating on that last sentence. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You could put it this way. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. The point is, love fulfills the law because it sums up God's commandments. It doesn't discount them. It doesn't dismiss them, but it sums them up and it motivates the believer to obey them. Our new relationship with the law comes because of the grace extended to us. We who were once the unlovable are now the lovable and are able to love. What then does it mean to fulfill the law through love? Paul says to the church at Rome in chapter 13, owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfilling of the law. Don't presume that you can do the Lord's work and not love your brother. Our Lord says in Matthew 5, so if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. I remember years ago, before I was a pastor, when I served the church as a ruling elder, we would have this thing called mutual censure. And we would gather at a consistory meeting, and during this mutual censure, we would go around the long table, there were 16 elders at the time, and each one had to say yes or no to this question. Do you have anything against another at this table? So important was it that we as an eldership, that we as a consistory in this church, love and forgive each other before we would help the pastor administer the elements of the Lord's Supper. Because at that sacrament, we would be the hypocrites of the hypocrites. To assume that we can offer the bread and wine, which is in part symbolic of the forgiveness of sins, and not ourselves forgive one another. And so we had this practice of mutual censure. Friends, I think this is a good practice for everyone. Ask yourself today, do you have anything against anyone? Are you holding grudges? Do you secretly despise your Christian brother or sister? Learn to forgive. Learn to reconcile. And in doing so, love one another and so fulfill the law of Christ.